Stein der Torah Mensch der Chof Beis Sivan Tov Shin Ein Zayin Rav Shemin Kras
First of all, I'd like to thank Boish Mechoy Dachsani, I'd like to thank Menachem David and Bermes the Choshev Tzibu, I'm Zerich to speak in front of. It's a big zechus to speak in front of. I know some of the Olam, I know most of the Olam, very charifistic, but it's a big zechus to speak in the Zahat Tzibu. Bermes is a Maisa with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky he's got a driver. And there was an occasion when Reb Chaim had to drive from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. And he had in his car his son, Sheitzach HaTalmud Chochem. Not like Reb Chaim, but a Talmud Chochem. And he had the driver. And there was another seat available. So the driver had a friend. And this friend was new to Yiddishkeit. It just recently become from, and the driver offered him, he said, look, why don't you come in the car? You have many shilas, many questions. Come into the car and you can sit next to the Sar HaTorah, the Gadol HaDor, and take advantage, ask him what's on your mind. So the person came into the car, and he sat next to Reb Chaim, and he was thinking, what does one say, what does one ask? So he asks Reb Chaim as follows. He says he has a dog. And this dog he owns, and Sheitzach is Mizuner son Olecho, he has to feed the dog. And he has a question as follows. He's very attached to the dog. His dog is mamish like a Ben Bias. It comes Friday night, he's very mappid, all his Bnei Bias, his wife, his children should all be there for Kiddush. No colours, no, not in any other rooms, not going around, they've all got to hear Kiddush. Does he have to be mappid on his dog? That's what he asked Reb Chaim. He feels it's up and by it. Does he have to be mappid on his dog? So Reb Chaim said, yesh lo hokel. And then he asked another shayla to Reb Chaim. Now, interesting enough, I've seen two gisoys. It's very interesting how you get two gisoys. One gis is, mishtake lom de shakasha, as since the dog is a chaya, and the makoyer of the makoyer that you're meant to feed an animal before yourself is in the Satya Sibasodcha, Livem Techo, first you say Livem Techo, and afterwards the Chatzav Sabota. So it says Behema. So a dog, which is a Chaya, is that included? That's like a very stark Kasha. So Reb Chaim says very often Chaya is Bechlau Behema, it's included in Behema, yes, Lahachmim. Another version which I saw, it's interesting, it says, do I Bechlau have a Chiv to feed my animal? Why? Because when I sit the Bnei Bias around the table, obviously I take first. I'm the father of the house. That's covered for me. I take first. That's how respect should be imbibed in the children, that the father is served first. And now, the dog is also a Ben Bias. So do I have to feed my, because I feel so attached to the dog, do I have to feed the dog before myself? Or no? Just like the children, I treat them like a child. So Reb Chaim said, yesh lahokel, yesh lahachmir, wants to feed the dog first. Reb Chaim felt that this conversation is veering in a certain direction, and he wanted to veer it in some way or other, in some direction. So Reb Chaim turned around to his son, and he said, let's go through the whole of Shas. We'll go Masechta through Masechta. So we've got Reb Chaim. And his son, Zorcha to Talmud Chochem. And he said to his son, let's go through Shas, see where it says Kelev. And the Takim went through Shas from Brochus Adasov. Where did it say Kelev in Shas? I couldn't do that with my children. Not because of my child, not because of me. But that was Reb Chaim, and that was his son. So that's how I ended up. I heard later that someone asked the driver, is it Taka true? They went through the whole of Shas. He said, yeah, but in one place in Shas, he didn't say Kelev, it said Kalba. But yes, they went through Shas. Okay, so the Maisa, it's interesting, where is the Makoyer that one has to feed an animal before before oneself? Bemis is very interesting. It's brought in the context of a Hefsek of a Brocha. States in Gemara, Brocha's Daf Mem, regarding the Hefsek of a Brocha, he said like this, if someone made a Mitzi, he's got bread in front of him, and he made a Mitzi, Is he allowed to, well, obviously he's not allowed to speak after he made the mitzi, before he eats the bread. It's a hefsek. And even if he makes a hefsek, what the Chazal call a hefsek, then he has to repeat the bracha. You don't repeat bracha in general. Yes, but that bracha is not relating to the eating. Let's say he said a mitzi, and he said to someone, tell me, what's the weather outside? The weather outside has absolutely no relevance, no connection with the meal. Never mind the piece of bread he's going to eat, but he's got no connection to the rest of the meal. He's got absolutely no connection. There's no connection. It's called a hefsek gomo, and he has to go over the bracha. So even though it's got maske shem shem again, it's not called, there's no choice. He has to go again over the bracha. However, let's say he says, it's very interesting, this halacha. He's making a mitzi, and he said, tul baruch, he said it twice, interesting, perhaps it was to emphasize the point. He said, tul baruch, which means, he says to the people at the table, he says, you haven't got a book in front of you, take a book to make a mitzi. Now, according to the way Mishmaru Paskin, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be yoitza with him with a mitzi, and therefore they must have it in front of him because of hefsek bracha, whatever. Even if it's just to be mechabed the orchim, it's not called the hefsek. We'll have to come to it later. It's not called the hefsek. Rabbi Ram, you're worried that it might not be lechatchil azoy. Yes, yes. We'll come to that. So, but it's not called the hefsek that you don't have to repeat the bracha. The nusach in the Gizri in the Gemara is ein esorach levarich. You don't have to make the bracha again. You're not mechuyev. If you said already tul baruch, you don't have to make the bracha again. It doesn't say lechatchil you should say that. Because the Mishmur, the way Paskins is, even just from Mechabed Oichim. And then it gives another example. Let's say, Haviyu Melach. Melach is very important, especially in those days when the bread didn't have Melach in. So it was not covered a bracha, it was a din that you have to have Melach. So there was no Melach on the table, there was no salt on the table. So he has to say, he says, Haviyu Melach, in order to make the bracha with salt, to dip the bread into salt. So he says, Ein Asorach Lavarich. And then it gives a third example. The third example is, as it says, Gevil Leteroy, which is very interesting. Gevil means knead, mix, make a dough, some type of mixture, Leteroy, from Ashoyer. It says it twice. Gevul Leteroy, no, in fact, it only says once. Gevul Leteroy, it said twice. Gevul Leteroy, make a mixture for my Shoyer, for my ox, make a mixture. Why? Because there the Gemara says he has to tell his neighbors, yes, make this mixture for the ox, because it says, Omar Rav, also the Adam is also for a person shayoichal that he eats koidem before, and use the expression also koidem before shayitin machal, he gives food to pemtri. What's the rai? What's the makoir? What's the source in the pasuk? Shenemar nasati esa besodcha, I will give grass in your field limhemtcha, for your behemoth, for your animal. First your animal. And afterwards, you shall eat and be satisfied. So it's very interesting. Here's the Mekoyim. But in Gemara, in Gittin, it says very interestingly, it says a more stark relation. Because here it says, it's also to eat. But in Gittin, it says also litzim. You're not allowed to taste a morsel. Until you're fed your animals, you're not allowed to taste a morsel. So we're touching onto a real issa. He can't go ahead, he made a brocha now. And now that he's made the brocha, he can't go ahead and eat even a morsel of bread. Because if he could eat a morsel of bread, what do you have to make hefsek for? But you can't even eat a morsel of bread. And because in Gittin it says, osa litzim, it's osa to taste. Therefore, you can't go ahead and eat, and therefore it's not called hefsek. However, you can ask a shayla zoi. Is this issa, an issa min haTorah, issa min drabonim? In other words, Pashas, you look at the Gemara, it seems to be a Issa min haTorah, because it brings a Makoyer from a Posset, a salt from a Posset. However, it could be that the Chazal learnt it, they had a Svara to say so, they must feed the animal, but they bring a Posset as an Asmachta, as a hint. There's a hint in the Posset, there's a hint in the Torah. But it's not literally min haTorah. And it's very interesting, there's many different shittas in the Poskim, but the Bir Halacha says as follows. The Ramah says, very interesting, all these examples which we said, he says to his neighbor, take a bulka, take a piece of bread, I'm chabed you. Even melach, before we go further, melach, salt, is halacha. However, even bizman agmara, where it was halacha, the Ramah says, you didn't have to be mafsik. L'chatchil, you shouldn't have been mafsik. Yes, you should have salt, but if you didn't have salt, at the end of the day, you've got a hefsek bracha. You're making hefsek between the mitzvah and the bread, so therefore you shouldn't be mafsik. And therefore, okay, but the eved, you'll have to have the salt without the bread, and perhaps bring the bread without the salt. Some people have the other bread. So bring the bread without the salt, and okay, bring the salt later. So the Ramah says quite explicitly, there's only b'di'avad. In fact, Heineken said there's only b'di'avad. The fact that the Ramah says you should have salt because compared to Mizbeach, and also there's a Medrash that says, it brings the shame to us, and the Medrash says that two people sitting at the table, and they're waiting, because they can't speak, so not speaking Torah, and they're waiting to eat bread, but they're just waiting for a few seconds. So there's bits of Torah, they're not being become any mitzvahs. So therefore it's important to have salt on the table, the bris melech to be on the table, they should have some mitzvah. That is megen aleihem, that's the loshon hatoshes. It's megen aleihem, it shelters them from any punishments. But nevertheless, it's not ma'akev. Therefore, avada gavis lechatchila, a person should not be mafsid. So that which says in the Gemara is Ein Hesed is like you thought. As Shati is, it doesn't say Sorech Lasik. The Loshon Gemara is Ein Mavorech, Ein Sorech Lavorech. That means B'di'eved. What do I do? Ein Sorech Lavorech. You don't have to make a bracha. Now, interesting enough, the Ramaz says this comment also regarding the last one, also regarding feeding a behemoth. That means like this. Let's take an example. A person had bread. And he feels, I forgot to take Trumas and Maishas. Avada Gavis, I think it's brought to Shem the Chazanish, Avada Gavis, you've got to be mastic. Not only B'di'eved, the Chazchili have to be mastic. Because what are you going to do? You're going to eat it without Trumas and Maishas. Mamasha Isser, Isser Dreis, Isser Jabon, Mamasha Isser, Isser Gomor. And therefore, you have, there's no choice. If there's a memory, there's a broch you have to say, or gifts you have to say, then you have to say, a nuskha you have to say, then you have no choice. And the Chazchili, you have to be mastic. Take another example. You can think your own examples. You see on the piece of bread a sheret. So sheret is 4 malkias, 5 malkias, and you can't get the sherets off. So you tell someone else, please take the sherets off. It's not b'di'eved, l'chatchila. You have to tell the person, please take the sherets off. There's no choice. You cannot go further and eat the bread without taking the sherets off. Because there's an example the other way, but those examples the Gemara never brought. The examples that the Gemara brought were all b'di'eved. L'chatchila, you don't have to be masik, but b'di'eved, if you were mastic, it's okay. What's regarding a behemah? Feeding a behemah. Do you lechatchila? Yes, you should be mastic. Or no, if you are mastic but d'yavid, it's okay. So the Bir Halacha brings a proof from here, because the Ramah said it's only b'di'eved. So the Bir Halacha says, there's a proof from here, the whole is only d'rabbanon. That's what Chofetz Chaim held. Chofetz Chaim said the whole is d'rabbanon. And therefore, it's only b'di'eved. That means like this. If you were mafsid, in the Sorech Lavorech, but l'chatzchili shouldn't be mafsid. That's what the Chofetz Chaim held. It's very interesting. What's the halacha regarding shtir? So we've seen already, there's halacha according to the Chofetz Chaim, it's in midrabbanon. Midrabbanon, you've got to feed the animal first. What's the halacha regarding shtir? Sorry? Rabbi Victor said it's from Rivka. So the Magen Avraham Taki says, I'll read out the post. The post says, Shasei, Rivka said to Eliezer, Shtei, drink, the gam gamalecha also to your camels, ask it, I will give it to drink. So we see from here that the halacha is that regarding shtir, regarding drinking, it's very important that you give the person first and only afterwards to the animal. So regarding achil, it's the other way around. You give the animal first, then to yourself. But regarding shtir, it's the other way around. Now, especially if we're going on the side that it's a rabbon, and what's a swara? What's the idea? What's the concept? Why by achil, animal first, and while by shtir, a person first? So perhaps to understand this, there's a shuvah chasam sofi. He says, what would happen if a person is looking for a holiday house? And he looks around, and he finds a beautiful holiday house, but he has his cat with him. Now, if he has his cat, he has to find, I don't know, he needs some shelter for the cat. Who should he look for first? Should he put the cat first before himself, or should he look for himself first? Regarding dira, when you look for a dira, do you look first for your cat, if you have a cat, or your parrot, or your hamster, whatever? The Svara of Shoen of Rabbi Avraham is 100% right. The embassy is state in the Torah Azoi. State as the Posik, in fact, it's a Posik. It's a Posik that says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain, he said, Benu Orim build cities for your noshim, ktanim, and your children, and afterwards for Bema. So Vadigavis le Gabadira, your people come first, and only afterwards the animals. So what's the swara? Swara is obvious. Abshat, the Gabadira, the Gabad basics, the Gabad necessities, the Gabad your important things in life, Avadigavis, you come before Bema. So let's talk about Dira. Avada Gavis, you come before Behema. It says the Pasuk is Benu Lochem, Orim, Letapchem, Agdeid Lesoynechem. So regarding Dira, Yizichi, you come first. That's your bait. You've got to look for yourself shelter. If you don't have shelter, you can't live. Now regarding Shtir, Shtir represents the basic necessities of a person. A person of Shtir is literally thirsty. It's very important. You see sometimes people see Magidi Shurim and have drinks of water. It's very important. But you never see them eating in the middle of a shir. But water, they have water, the basic necessities of life. So water includes all types of shir. So Vadigav is a human being is before an animal. Now, the whole idea of feeding an animal first before yourself, if you think into it, we're talking about where the person's not starving. That's first of all. The person's starving, literally starving. Well, literally, under 20 sar, then he comes first. Okay, one has to measure that. But I'll give you an example. Let's say you have an animal, and this animal's feeding time is flexible between 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock every morning. Because it's flexible, that's his feeding time. So make a cheshbon. If on Sunday the person gets up at 9 o'clock, and he eats at half past nine. So now he's got a chiyuv to feed the animal first at 25 past 9. But the next day, he eats half past 8. So he's got a chiyuv to feed the animal at 25 past 8. So what's going to go on? When is the feeding time of the animal? If it's so important for the animal to have a gewiss time, a certain time to eat, so why is it that on one day, it says only one day, it's dependent on when you are eating, and only just 5 minutes beforehand you feed the animal? If it's so important for the animal to eat, then you should make a fixed time. What difference does it make when you are eating? If you're eating later, then okay, feed the animal before you eat, but the next day you eat earlier, then feed it earlier. Well, find out when is the fixed time for the animal. So obviously we're talking about this animal isn't starving, he has a flexible feeding time, and before you eat, within that range of time, then you feed the animal. So the idea is to imbibe, imprint on a person midas rachamim. You've got to get a person's got a midas rachamim. He's not starving, the animal's not starving, but to imprint on him the midas rachamim that he should feed the animal first. There's a question, does the animal have to be in front of you, or do you have to be in front of the animal when this whole shaila applies? That feed the animal first. Does the animal have to be in front of you? In other words, is it that the animal is seeing you eat, and you're wetting the appetite of the animal, and therefore you're mechuyav to feed the animal? No, you're not mechuyav to feed the animal because it's in front of you. Even if it's away. So what are you saying, Rabbi Abraham? Yeah, it's relevant, 100%. Because the Emma says that the Gemara in Gittin says a very interesting story. The Gemara in Gittin says that there was a person called Gevir. Gevir was an Amora, a very choshuva, an Amora. And he said he was walking on the way, and there was Rav Chisra and Ravuna. And Rav Chisra and Ravuna, Rav Chisra, and they were sitting down, and they were claring about standing up for him and so on. And then it says at the end, as he was walking down the road, they were mechabedim. So they were mechabedim with some food, and they said to him, Litoim mar midi, will you taste something? They wanted to be mechabedim with food. He was walking down the road, and he came to meet them. So Amalu, he said to them, Hoki Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav, also loyla adam is also for better shiitim. By the way, it says shiitim taste anything. At shiitim machal v'hemtu shenema satis satz chalim techa v'hadav v'chatzav swata. So in that story, you can see that Avadi Gavis the Yavis and Medayit that he was walking down the road without an animal, passing without an animal, and nevertheless he said, I've got to feed my animal at home, therefore I can't eat. So you see that the animal doesn't have to be in front of you; it's still a achiv, because the whole idea is that you've got to be imbibed. Anger zapped in the blood, that you've got midas rachamim to eat, to feed the animal first. It's the idea to bring out the midas rachamim, mahu racham, mafata racham, the whole idea is to be rachmonim. There's a very interesting shaila, as I, Reb Zilberstein brings down a shaila like this. He says, there was this person, and he had his animal, and he arranged that his animals, he's going away for 2 days, and he arranged that his animals got food for 2 days, perhaps he has a neighbor to feed the animal for 2 days. And that was all sorted. And he went away to a different town. about 100 miles away. He went to a different town. After 2 days, and he was meant to return after 2 days, but after 2 days he realized he has to remain where he is. So what's he going to do now? So now he's got Shiloh. Well, how am I going to feed him? I want to eat my breakfast. If I, by the time I eat my breakfast, it'll be 8 o'clock in the evening, because I'll have to go 100 miles up the road and then come back here. I've got things to do here. Even if I go 100 miles up the road and eat there, it's still going to take 5-6 hours till I get there. The expenses involved to feed the animal. In other words, he has to feed the animal just before he feeds himself and to arrange accordingly. What's the din? So Zilberstein brought a Makor in the Evanet. So he's talking about two tremendous expenses. One is expense of money, and Tirchon himself, a tremendous expense on his own guf, a tremendous Tircha. So the Zilberstein brings a Shulchan Aruch, Evanet Ezer, Simon Hay, Sifri Dalit. And there it says very interestingly as follows. It's a very interesting halacha. Are you allowed to do, we know that Sa'ab al-Chaim is osa. Question is, it's osa min ha-Torah, it's osa min ha-Rabbanon. Are you allowed to do Sa'ab al-Chaim l'tzorich Odom? I mean like this. A person's got financial things, he has to do it. L'tzorich refuah, for healing purposes. He needs it, sorry?
Hunting.
No, hunting bashes osa. So hunting is pleasure. I can't, what? I would imagine like that. I'm not passing, but I would imagine like this. I'll be swaro. Hunt this whole shali which the Ebenezer Ezra brings is follows. He's talking about you got people, human beings. They need to make panosa. They need refor. Pleasure to base your pleasure on the cruelty of animals like hunting. Listen, they wanted to kill the wherever they're killing the shechting. They want to kill. They should go ahead and kill it. Why are they taking so many dogs and going to such a big group? That's for pure pleasure, sadistic pleasure. There, I'll be sorry, it would be awesome. I'm saying I'll be sorry. Or let's say the bull fighting. I think in the end they kill the bull. That's sadistic. If you want to kill the bull, kill it. They don't do shechit of shetzach, so go and kill it. Go and kill it immediately. Why are you doing all this bull fighting? So it seems to be, I'll be sorry, that sadistic pleasure, just basing on sadistic pleasure, that's not the Seir Chodem. Seir Chodem means for Panosa. Panosa is the biggest Seir Chodem and Refor. Those two basic necessities. Panosa also. You're eating basic eating necessities all out. So it brings certain examples there, and the Gaon brings the Makoris from the Gemara, plucking out feathers and other things, taking off the crown from the hen. If it was necessary for Bnei Adam, a pi strict halach is mutter. He said, I think the Lashon is Midas Chassidus, one shouldn't do it. Well, Midas Rachamim, one shouldn't do it. So, Midas Rachamim, one shouldn't do it. But you ask strict halacha, we should know that the animal kingdom is subservient to the human race, and therefore, if it's necessary, we're allowed to. The MS is, interesting, Al-Piyashkofa, we know that state, when we say Bikas Hashach in the morning, the way it's sorted out, it says in the Gemara, and it says in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. And every bracha was appertaining to something that person was doing. Let's say he was getting up, said Zeke Kfufin. He opened his eyes, said Bekechim. He put on his hat, and said Oyetel Yishreb Savara. And so on. He put on his belt, Oyetel Yishreb Gvora. What is Sha'osali Kosarki? Ha'osali Kosarki. What is that for? The Gemara says it's appertaining to something, it's relevant to something. What's that for? So the Gemara says putting on your shoes. What shoes with Oyetel Yishreb Kosarki? Leather shoes. And what's it to do with? So Shai the Shlokot just says like this, that the behemoth, the leather represents the behemoth, and the behemoth, you take off the hide from the behemoth, the leather hide from the behemoth, and you put it under your feet, so you show it's subservient to you, so you show it's, to show the animal subservient to the human race. But nevertheless, that is regarding necessities, reform, food, and panosa. But on the other hand, we've got to have Midas Rachamim, that since they're looking up to us, Chassid says it doesn't have to be that you own it, but you're given responsibility to look after it. So you're given responsibility to look after it, then it's relying on you, therefore it also applies to Salacha. So there you have to feed it first. You've got to be as Midas Rachamim. So now, coming to this original Shaila. The Shaila was that this person was 100 miles down the road, so it involves tremendous expenses, going in the car, driving back, losing his whole day's work, and many other things. It's koich, it's a tircha. So Rav Zilberstein paskened, you don't need to. He brought her out from Ebenezer, because the animal is subservient to you. It involves so much expenses and so much tirch, you don't have to. He said, however, let's say on Motzi Yom Kippur, your tak is starving, but you can wait 5 minutes just to feed the animal first. Because there the tirch is your lack of food. No, so you can wait 5 minutes. You should feed the animal first. And it seems that Rabbi Yashiv is masking this basic psak, because he brings down Rabbi Yashiv. Very interesting shaila. Now that we've established like this, we're not talking about the necessity of the animal per se. That means the animal's not starving. We're not talking about tremendous sal about chayim, but it's that you should have midas rachamim, that you and the animal feed the animal first. What would happen as our shaila? Comes shalosh shudas, and you're very much with shalosh shudas. In fact, al pidin, unless it's mekoyis, otherwise, a person should be mekoyis that his wife and children should eat shalosh shudas, because it states by zochem shaman, the women also have to keep these mitzvot. And you're very much with shalosh shudas. That means not just the two shudas; it's a din. You have to have three shudas, and even in the winter, he's very extremely mekoyis that you should have three shudas. Now, he feeds his animal every day. Listen, he himself, only in the Zman of Gemara, they only ate 2 meals a day. So he himself feeds his animal 2 meals a day. Comes to Shabbos Kodesh. Now, what does he do? Comes to Shalosh Shudas. Imagine in the winter time. Is he mechuyu to feed his animal, besides he fed it 2 sudas, is he mechuyu to feed the animal Shalosh Shudas? What do you say? Seppes. So there's a Mishnah precious. The Mishnah is Shabbos, Perek Tzayin, Mishnah Beis. It says like this. Cholila, there's a Deleika in the house. And this Deleika... Sorry? Oh. Rav Shlomo. Yeah, Gevaldik. Yeah. There's a Deleika in the house, Cholila. And a person has a... The Chazal said, you're not allowed to re-matzah from a Deleika. Why not? Because the Odom Bolam. And why didn't you get frantic about it? Why didn't you might do Isurid Araisa? Therefore, they made a limit. What was the limitation? He's allowed to take out 3 sudas for that Shabbos. So let's say Friday night. He hasn't eaten his Friday night sudah. He's allowed to take 3 sudas. If it's Shabbos morning, he's already eaten Friday night sudah, he takes out 2 sudas. If it's only 1 sudah left after Mincha, he takes out 3 sudas. What's the halacha about the mozoin of his behemah? What's the halacha there? So regarding the mozoin of a behema, the halach is azoy, the same cheshbon. If it's Friday night, it takes out 3 sudas. If it's Shabbos morning, 2 sudas. And if it's only 1 suda left, it takes out 1 suda. Right, when a shayla says, animal's got chiv oinik Shabbos. I've seen a tzad like that. Yeah. Because it said, so it's not just saying that you're allowed to let it eat grass, but there's another nochenium. But we'll leave that tzad alone. So the Tiferes Yisrael, Yochum Boyer says, off and not, he says, the reason is why you give the third sudah, is also, and he quotes the Gemara from Gittin, it's brought in Brock as well, but in Gittin it's ganz stark, also lilo odem shiitim kolom, he's not allowed to taste anything. Ad shiitim achel bemtein, until he gives machel bemtein. So how can you eat shalosh sudas? And we're obviously talking about the animal's not full, that you're not force feeding it, otherwise you're not doing a taiva. But there's a flexibility there. So now that you're eating a whole meal, so don't eat your meal until you feed the animal first. And it's not just, not this, but the Bir Alocha brings it Alocha L'maisa. In other words, brought down Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamdad, Sif Aleph, and the Bir Alocha explains the Psak Alocha, because that quotes verbatim the Mishnah, and the Bir Alocha Mamish brings, because Osalitim, it's also to taste. So it's brought Mamish Alocha L'maisa. So we see Nochamol. This animal didn't really need to eat. It eats 2 meals a day. But since you're eating a meal, then you should feed the animal first. Seems to be, Nochamo, we see the idea, it's Midas Rachman. It's not Pshat, you're under tremendous sorrow, the animal's tremendous sorrow. The idea is, Midas Rachman, think about the animal first. There's an interesting mindset. Rabbi Shulev Diskin, he saw Erev Yom Kippur, saw a Yid, and he had Chochmas Apatzuf. And he said to the Yid, you haven't fed your animals. So the Yid said, I don't have animals, I never have animals. I don't know where in Yerushalayim you could keep, in the outer side where you could keep animals, or birds, or whatever. So I don't have. He said, I can see on your Patsuf you haven't fed the animals. Then he thought back, yes, Taki, you had the chickens, the hens, for kaporas. and he was going to use it for kaporas, but the valiyeh didn't feed them. He probably thought, what do I have to feed them for? And he hadn't fed them. He said, you were over on that. But we have to understand this, we have to understand it. Until you actually shecht it for kaporas, and it, by the way, even though it's a mitzvah, you're doing kaporas is a mitzvah, but even so, there's a din, it doesn't take away the halacha that you've got to feed the animal first. And halacha zakhid, you can't say, well, I'm going to shecht it, because the truth is, when you think of it, every animal you're going to shecht eventually. Not every, but very often, you know, the cows and the sheep you're going to shecht eventually. Nevertheless, it's halacha, you've got to feed the animal first. So the fact that eventually you're going to shecht it, even if it's in 5 hours' time, but nevertheless, it's halacha that you have to feed it first. Well, that reminds me of a very interesting tamaisa. Chaim Kanievsky, when he was young, he slept in the same room as Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in Yeshiva. I think it was Yeshiva's Longer in Petah Tikva. And he slept in the same room. And Shetach, it's a big zechus to sleep in his room. Two tzaddikim, Sarah Torah, the God of Adoyer, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Mamish, Sveta Medichonim. Unfortunately, there's some mice also got into the room. They didn't ask permission. A mice got into the room and had a problem. There were mice. It was infested with mice. What did they do? So the administration told them, you take a mouse trap, and in the end, the mouse will be trapped by the mouse trap, but it won't be killed. That's how it works. I don't know how it works nowadays, but it's not killed straight away. It just traps it there. Then, once it's trapped in the mousetrap, you pick it up by the tail, that's how you do it, and you get a pail of water, have a pail of water ready, and drop it in the pail of water, and they'll drown. And that's what the administration told them. The administrator told them, listen, we can't do more than that. There was no pest control in those days. So, Reb Chaim and Reb Moshe, they put a mousetrap. And this mouse got trapped by the mousetrap. But they couldn't take it, they couldn't end its life, they couldn't pick it up and throw it in the pail of water. They just couldn't bring themselves to it. So the mouse was left there a few days, eventually got thinner, 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 and then it managed to get out, and it fled. Yeah. Now they had a shaila. Reb Chaim had a shaila. I don't know if the Machpreya retrospectively had a shaila, or at the time he had a shaila, the shaila was put forward to the Chazon Ish. Were they allowed to have breakfast before they fed the mouse? Oh, yeah. Okay, you got this mouse. I saw a similar shaila. There was a young girl. She told her father, you can't make kiddush. We've got a mouse stuck in the mouse trap. So what do you do? Rabbi Ram, what would you say? Yeah. The Chazon Ish said that in a cryptic lashon, he said, it's not mezunis on olecho. It's not mezunis olecho. Mechaven amitzu shatoyah. But the question is as follows. Why is it not Mazunis and Lecha? To say the fact that you haven't acquired it, that's not the reason. Chasam Sefer says, as long as you've got responsibility, you're Shoyal, you're Shoyma, or whatever, you're Chayav to feed it. You don't have to actually acquire it. So, Eber Zoy, why is it that, why is it it's not Mazunis and Lecha? So, Hezbeir, Reb Zilberstein brings down, so first of all, there's a Toysa. So, Toysa says in Bob Musir, brings B'Shem Yushalmi, that mice are called Roshoyim. They're called the Rishon. We always know there's an expression, Ein Eurech Machnes Eurech. But we find the Rishon says that mice, they bring their friends. When they steal and they steal the food, they go into a granary and so on, they bring all the Chaverim along. Not only are they doing the Chaverim, they bring all the Chaverim along. And this Mamish Rishon, this is the Rishon. And I'll be sorry, listen, you're trying to get rid of this mouse. This mouse is a mazik, it's an oyev, it's a rosha, Yerushalmi calls it a rosha. Zicha, it's not Mazun Selecho, and therefore you don't have to feed it. That was the Shai Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I'll end up with a mice. I'll end off with a mice because a mice. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. As follows, we have to know, as we see, that we have to realize that this whole halacha is timbayb midas rachamim. We're not talking about the person starving, we're not talking about the animal starving, then there's other halachas applicable. We're talking about timbayb midas rachamim. You've got animals that are reliant on you, you've got to feed them first. But shtir not. And if it's a tsar, or too much tsar of guf, too much tsar of money, then you're not mechuyav to feed the animal first. And by dira, as we said, yizicha come first. One thing we have to realize, sensitivity of people is zikha, people are more important, and zikha yid is more important. Reb Chaim brings down a Zaha Maisa. Now, I must be honest, I don't know if it's a Maisa Shoya, Maisa Shloya, as you'll see in the Maisa. It says in Europe, before the war, it was very hard to make Parnassan, especially at Tamid Chomim, it was very hard, and sometimes they had to go from town to town and they had to rely on the Gevirim. So this poor person was a Chochem, was a Talmud Chochem, and he was in Shul, and the Gevir invited him. But this Gevir was a Shtikla Kaga. He was a miser. And he invited the Yid to his house, and he put food on the table, and a beautiful decanter of wine, crystal, and the wine was full. Beautiful, it was glistening. And the Yid, the Oni, was mamish, chalishing for some wine. The Gevir didn't take any note of it, and the Gevir didn't offer him garnish, didn't offer him anything. So the Oni said to him, he said, look, do you mind if I dip a bit of challah into the wine? So the Oni said, a bit of challah, why not? Okay, I'll be moichel that much. So he dipped the challah, he takistot him. As we were going on the meal, the Gevir realized that the wine was going down and down and down. It was going with the challah, in proportion to the challah. The wine was going more and more down, and more and more down, until it was almost empty. So the Gevir was fuming. He realized, what could he say now? So the Gevir said to Mazar, he said, I want to ask you a question. When they came to the Yamsuf, when the Yidin came to the Yamsuf, they said, Kris Yamsuf. Why didn't each one take challah, and with the challah, dip it into the Yamsuf, and it could dry up? Oh, I thought you were going to say Gebrot. No. Gebrot's only eat it for answer. No. But Enochrami, it's Pesach. So the Yid straight away answered, it's Pesach, you don't have challah by Pesach. So I kind of maize. This is not my maize. Reb Chaim Konevsky says it's maize, so it's not a stammer joke. Yeah. Okay. Well, 10:20? Yeah. Oh, carry on? Okay. Moshe Dov says carry on. So Reb Chaim said, according to the swara that we said, we could say as follows. The Kasha asks, why by Noach, when Noach was in the table, the Pasuk says by Noach, he says as follows. He says, V'ato kachlcho mikol machol asher yochel. Take all the food you have to look after the animals. V'savti lecho, v'hoyo lecho, v'lehem lochlo. Lecho first, and lochtem lehem. So all the Pasuk asks, why lecho first? I have to feed the animal first. Lecho lehem lochlo. So everyone can answer like this. The Bemis is a Tosis and a Vedazara Dafav Omadalov. It says as follows. He says in Perichester Banoyach, he said, Kola Chaya Asher Itcha. All the Chaya which is with you. What's Shah Itcha with you? So he says it's Tofel to you. The Moshe says, like this, he says the Apostle Bob Moshe says, V'chaya Chicha Imcha. The famous Gemara that two people on the Derech. As the Vadig of is, you come first. Let's say there's one fleshel, one bottle of water. So either the person, the one who owns the water, Reuven's got the water, and Levi hasn't got the water. Should Reuven share it out with Levi, or should Reuven keep the whole water himself, because otherwise they both will die? So, but if Reuven keeps the water, then Reuven will survive, and Levi will die. So the Psak Halacha is, the Pasuk is, V'chai Achicha Imcha, with you. He is Tofel to you. You have to live, and he will live with you. But as long as you're living, then he'll live with you. But you're not mechuyev to give up your life for Yana. V'chayichira imcha. He's tofel. You are first. So Tosha said mefurish. By Noach, ishtei, kol achay asher itcho, the behemoths were tofel to Noach. Noach zicha came first. What's pshat? Pshat zay. If Noach had many, many behemoths on the table, if he would feed them first, he would never, ever have breakfast. Probably never have lunch, never have supper. He'll be feeding them the whole day, 24/7. We're feeding them, he will die, Cholido. So therefore, Avada Gavis, he comes first. According to what we said, Avada Gavis, a human being, comes first, and it's talking about his life, his basic life necessities, Avada Gavis, he comes first. But that one could perhaps answer the Mephoshim. Also, it says, also in Chukas, it says, Veshkisom. That's like this. What the Mogen Avraham brought to Rabbi Emes, the Mogen Avraham's Raya was from the Sefer Chassidim, and the Raya for Shtir was from Rivka. So the question is, why didn't you bring a Raya from the Pasuk in Chukas when they came to the water and they said, Vishkisa es Eido ve Esbirom. Feed the Eido Esbirom. And we're talking about water. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, feed the Eido first and not the Esbirom. So why did the Mogen Avraham not bring that to Zariah? That should have been brought to Zariah. Araya Mephrashis. Or also that Raya seems to be misalim from that Raya completely. So one could suggest like this. They're between Makom Sakana. They were starving in the desert. They were thirsty in the desert. Not starving. They were thirsty in the desert. They were chalashing in the desert for water. Therefore, Avada Gemis, the Eder come first, and not them Biram. No, Mogen Avram, no, Eliezer wasn't starving. Where did he say he was starving? He had Kfisis Aderech. So he had a short journey. He never said he never had water, but she often waters a chanof soichem. So two things. First of all,
she didn't know he had kisadera,
but she didn't know where he came from. So you could say she didn't know where he came from. Plus, who said he didn't have on his journey? But she was mekayim a chanof soichem.
Yeah. Second of all, the last season we need to rock.